Time to talk to Alana. You're here.
I am. Good morning, Robert and Maggie.
Hey there. Glad you could come in.
Me too. And so, of course, I'm the producer of Area Voices here. And, you know, in northern Minnesota, the literary arts are alive and very well. And today we're talking with Krista Rolfson-Sukup, who's helping local authors and writers to get their work noticed. Krista is the founder and owner of Blue Cottage Agency, which provides publicity and marketing services to authors. Krista's worked with many well-known local authors, and this weekend and next, she'll be sharing her expertise with the public. Krista, good morning.
Are you there, Krista? She ran off to let's talk about her on the air while she's getting her girls out the door.
Yes, mid morning routine, of course.
Well, I'll leave the phone up until she comes crashing in and grabs it again. That's the way it goes when you got four kids in the house and you're trying to get them off to school.
Absolutely.
Krista's been working with me as a literary agent on my piece, and I know you're going to ask me about it anyway. So you wanted to know what Robert was doing.
Yes, so here's my question, Robert. I have several for you. But you are currently working on a book, and I would love to know more about it. We've been saving this for the air. So tell me what your book is about.
All right, elevator pitch. B.J. Mackey is an ordinary kid in what he thinks is an ordinary town on the North Shore of Minnesota, and is expecting a boring and average summer until he sees a strange figure out in the mist across the top of Lake Superior. That's the first strange thing. Then he hears drumming and he hears chanting in the woods. And then the next strange thing that happens is he, exploring with his sister, discovers a cave, goes in. When he comes out, he finds an Indian village where his house used to be. That's the beginning of BJ's summer. So anyway, it's an adventure story on the North Shore of Minnesota. It is heavy on Ojibwe culture. It's heavy on wilderness tracking, survival.
Wow.
And it is, of course, as funny as I can make it and irreverent, walking the razor's edge between the reverent and the ridiculous. That's me. So,
well, yes, I would expect nothing less.
Right. So that's my start. Are you there yet, Krista? We might have to check in with her momentarily.
Well, hey, I'm glad that you've got skills,
shoelaces.
Then, Robert. That's great.
Yeah, really so that's my story. It's all 340 pages right now.
Okay.
Landed on Krista's desk with a thump just yesterday, and so she's reviewing that now. And one of the things she's been really good at with me is the promoting and the getting your name out there and in the digital age. And that's what she's going to be talking about this weekend.
Yeah, and there are lots of events, and hopefully we'll get Krista on soon to talk about those. But as a writer, Robert, why is it important to have an agent? And what kinds of things does Krista provide for you that maybe would be a challenge to do on your own?
One of the things that, you know what, she might be calling in. Hold on. Yep, she's there. We found her on the line. Let me see.
Fabulous. We'll take just a second to get Krista back on here.
Let's find a phone too, Maggie.
So
Krista,
we found
Sukup is there somewhere. Maggie is going to play with the board. One of the things I can tell you that's been tricky to do is figure out the promotion. One of the first things Krista made me do was get on Twitter and then get on Facebook and get a Facebook author page. And so I had to do that. So if you look up Robert Saxton author, you're going to see Robert's Facebook author page where I talk about some of the writing stuff that I do and some of the challenges there. And are you there yet, Krista?
I am.
There you are.
Fabulous. Welcome, Krista.
We were just talking about some of the challenges and the things that you got me to do that I wasn't that good at figuring out myself. And a lot of it's what you're going to cover this weekend, right?
Right, right. Yeah, the classes are going to be for writers who are looking to get published and who are published. But not just, you know, you don't have to have a book out yet, but if you have a dream of a book, What are some things that you can do? And Robert, you've been doing a great job.
Yeah. You like it?
Yes.
Yeah. Should we sell it?
We can totally sell it.
Okay. What should I be doing in the meantime?
Well, first of all, your agent has to read through the entire book, which I just got yesterday.
That seems right? like a logical first step.
Yeah. So that'll be good. But, you know, it's important to remember that there, you know, the writing of the book, yes, is such a huge part of it. That is the product. That is, you know, obviously what the heart of it all is. But it also still is a process. It's, you know, we live in this immediate world where we just want everything now, 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 and expect things fast. And to me, still in publishing, it's a slower process and well thought through and taking each step to have the most successful path that you can have instead of rushing things through. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that I see writers make is, you know, Robert, right now you could take that manuscript and you could pop it online today and you could have an ebook. And would that be the best option? Maybe, you know, sometimes there's a miracle that happens and something good, you know, can happen with it. But to me, it's taking the right steps to not be in such a hurry, and to get all the right people, because the book isn't just about it. You know, the author is writing it, but it's more of a team effort with many entities as part of a successful book project. So I just think that, you know, these classes that we're going to be offering are going to help kind of guide those steps to make it the most successful. I think if, you know, we have all these wonderful writers coming out of Minnesota right now because of the Legacy Amendment and the funds, and we're going to see some fantastic books published on national levels, and it's very exciting.
So we're talking right now with Krista Sukup, who runs the Blue Cottage Agency out of Brainerd, and this Saturday and next there will be a series of classes for aspiring artists and published authors. So, Krista, tell us a little bit about these classes and who some of the presenters are.
Well, we're doing two classes this Saturday, the 19th, and they're all going to be at the Brainerd Public Library. And the two classes this Saturday, and then there's two classes on September 26th, next Saturday. And the two classes this Saturday, the first one is from 9 to 11, and it's called Getting Your Dream on Paper, Book Publishing in Today's World. And I will be teaching that class. To our class, we're going to go over what the publishing industry looks like today. There's different trends that are happening, and talk about different options. Like I said, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of authors throughout the country and some in Europe. And I've seen mistakes people have made. I've seen successes that happen. And so hopefully I can help people to try to, like I said, get the path that's right for them, because every path is different, every author's different, every book is different. And then from 12 to 2, Becky Flansburg, who is a social media expert, she is going to have a two-hour class on, it's called Find the Buzz. And really this is for any artist. The series is for writers, but her class on social media will really be for anybody that wants to learn more about using social media as a marketing tool.
Krista, we're gonna have to wrap it up there. We gotta go to the news in a minute here. So for people that want to find out more about the program,
visit crossingarts.org, www.crossingarts.org, and or they can call 218-833-0416.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Krista. Krista is the literary publicist and agent behind Blue Cottage Agency. So she's hosting a series of writers' workshops this weekend at the Brainerd Public Library. This interview has been a part of Area Voices, our series telling the arts, cultural, and historical stories of northern Minnesota. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.